Good morning. 7:53 a.m. Saturday, May the 2nd, 2020. If you missed it, I mislabeled yesterday's post. I forgot to put the day number on it. So yeah, I caught that this morning and put it back, fixed it. So if you missed yesterday, there's actually a post for yesterday. So hi, how's it going? It's kind of a rough morning here this morning. I went to bed late. Got up early, took a nap on the couch. Still feel kind of bobbleheady. It's not a pretty morning. It's overcast. Feels like it's gonna rain. Looks like it's gonna rain. It may have been raining given the amount of water in the gutters and the wet dirt along the sides of the sidewalk. So I made my words yesterday, got 2,000 words. Made my goals yesterday. Most of them anyway, I didn't get an official one, but I got most of them. I started the process of discontinuing the subscriptions for EVE Online. I'll still have all of the accounts, they'll still have all of their goods. But I won't be paying for the accounts anymore. As much fun as it was for a long time, it's gotten to the point where I really don't enjoy it anymore. And I can't see paying for it if I'm not going to enjoy it. So, having my own corporations doesn't really cut it because I'm the only person in those corporations. They've introduced new NPC characters that are tedious. They show up without warning, they show up without notice. They show up with weapons that one-shot you just from ridiculous range. It's like, I don't have time for this crap. Between that and the gankers, and their attempts to make the game challenging or whatever, the balance is all wrong. In theory, risk-reward. Greater the risk, greater reward. That's the whole skeletal. That's the whole backbone of the game. Greater the risk, greater reward. In practice, no. That's not how it works. The greater the risk... Let me rephrase that. The escalation of risk does not correspond to an escalation of reward. They're not compatible. So, the three main spaces of, ignoring for the moment, wormholes. High sec, low sec, null sec. The problem is, high sec isn't safe. It never was safe. As soon as you undock, you're at risk. Somebody is going to take a pot shot at you. And you have to be able to deal with it. It's like Minecraft, you're going to have zombies. You're going to have creepers. Every once in a while, a creeper's going to get you. I can accept that. The rewards for being in high sec are modest. I can accept that. The in theory, the next level down is LoSEC. And the problem with LoSEC is the risk doubles or worse. And LoSEC, you're a fair game for everybody. Not just other more powerful NPCs, but other players who roam in gangs of 4 or 5. And unless you're in a gang of 4 or 5, it's pretty much, I'm not going to say it's impossible, but it's really difficult. And so, in return for this additional, I don't know if it's an exponential increased risk, the increased reward is, it's not even a multiplier. It's like maybe 20% better, maybe 50% better. So double the risk for 50% more reward. In high sec, I can probably get anywhere from 50 to 100 loads of ore before I run into somebody who decides it would be fun to just kill me. And I only need 3 to replace the equipment. So there's a lot of profit there. There's a lot of, okay, yeah, I'm going to lose this ship. But in the meantime, I'm going to make a lot of profit. I'm going to get a lot of material. I'm going to get a lot of value. In LoSEC, it's basically, if I get 2 loads, I'm lucky. And those 2 loads aren't actually going to pay for the replacement ship. Or maybe they'll just barely replace the ship and its fittings. And in LoSEC, there are fewer people, but in LoSEC, you don't go there unless you've got backup, unless you've got a few people behind you. And so the incremental cost of operating in these spaces goes up, in addition to the risk that goes up, and the reward doesn't match. So, starting from the perspective that the risk-reward balance is completely hosed to begin with. And it has been. It always has been. Has always been my problem with it. I played in NullSec. I was part of a corporation that had a big presence in NullSec before things went totally sideways. And so I've been down there. I know what it's worth. Morning. I know what the risks are. I know what the rewards are. The best place that I was ever in was Wormhole Place. But wormholes have their own problems. Just make them too challenging to operate in. I didn't find it fun. After a while, it became more work. It just became a second job. And while originally working up through the skill tree, developing the character, yeah, that was fun. That was interesting. It's got to the point now where I only log on to add to the skill trees. And that's it. I don't do anything else. It's just like, why? I'm spending too much money for just updating skills that I don't ever use. So that's my EVE Online rant. Yes, in the past I have gone through these various periods where I've gone in and I've played a couple of characters for a couple of days and then logged off again. Usually during one of their events. Get ready, sit with me. Monk post. But
it's just not worth my time.
But on the other hand, Fallout 4, I've been through one of the basic endings. Apparently there are four major endings. And I've been through one of them. So we'll see how this goes. We'll see how this plays out. I haven't done any of the additional area. There's two DLCs, there's two downloadable content that I haven't played yet. Far Harbor and Nuka World. And I want to go play some of those, but I'm sort of wandering around, tending to my settlements. I managed to get Spectacle Island. So now I have three settlements that are just mine. They're not connected to the larger settlement network. And I'm not sure what my rationale for this is. Quite frankly, I really don't know. But I like having a space where there's not 20 NPCs wandering around, where there aren't people that I have to worry about having jobs. I got one guy in each place who tends to the food, which in turn covers the water. So all of these places are earning water. I've got a couple places that are earning massive amounts of water. And while that seems like really? Water? Turns out water is a pretty lucrative trade good. So earning bottle caps, earning money is not really difficult as long as you've got someplace where there are people working and you've got a surplus of water. The unit of purified water its base value is 20. And with trade perks, you can get that value to 16 when you sell it. Now, 16 doesn't sound like very much, but some of the most expensive gear in the game is... Well, no, the most expensive gear in the game is the thousands of caps, but... is going to run off my face here. The most expensive gear in the game is thousands of caps. But a lot of the common gear is 400 or 500. So if I can get... If I can get 100 units of water... of purified water... That's 1,600 caps right there. And right now I've got places that have 50 or 60 units surplus, however long it takes. I don't know what the cycle time is on it. Now, and I've also started opening shops. So open a shop, maybe cost 1,000 caps, invest 1,500, And then from that point forward, that shop has 800 caps available. And you go to the shop and you sell it. You sell to it. You sell off water. I've been using 38 caliber ammunition, which I don't use anymore. It's the most common ammo in the game, and the least useful in late game activities. So mostly I use 45, 50, and 308. But I'm still having fun. I'm still discovering new things about the game. I'm still discovering new aspects of the gameplay. I successfully pickpocketed my first fusion core. Stole power armor off a raider, which was an operation in itself. Trying to figure out how to make it work. And it turns out that it'll only work if you're actually hidden. You have to be hidden. If it's caution, you don't get the option. If you're spotted, of course you get dead, but careful mechanics, careful geometry. Standing where the guy's gonna walk past and staying hidden while he walks past. Drive me crazy. So it's fun. Part of it is that I'm still learning about the game. I'm sort of making mental notes about restarting so that when I start a new character, I don't make some of the same mistakes. Like, one of the first mistakes I made was it was not getting charisma high enough to be able to pick up the ability to set up supply lines, which let me link settlements together to share goods. And that was a mistake. I should have done that early. And I didn't pump intelligence enough. Other than that, I am at the back. Oh gosh, 1845. Other than that, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I will talk to you then.